This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. 2 weeks ago, USF senior Venetia Patel celebrated her 22nd birthday. But instead of asking for gifts for herself, she decided to give gifts, 22 of them to be precise, and they came in the form of random acts of kindness.
Give peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to Good Samaritan Inn. Buy the next person in line at Starbucks a cup of coffee. Leave change on a vending machine.
The biomedical sciences honor student was inspired by Syed Muzamel Hassan Saidi. The Pakistani man's video showing him performing a similar list of tasks on his birthday last year caught Patel's eye and her imagination.
I've never really had much to ask for my birthday or anything like that because I have what I need. I'm healthy. I have a family. I have clothing and food. And after volunteering in different places, I realized I'm a lot more blessed than other people are. So it wasn't that difficult for me to choose to do this over something else.
Patel took about a month to compile her to-do list.
A lot of the things I found are really money-related, so being a college student, that was a bit difficult. So trying to find things that meant a lot to me as well as were feasible to do as well.
Feed the ducks on the USF campus. Give candy to random strangers. Send thank you notes to her most inspirational teachers.
Also on that list was make lunch for some firefighters. So on the afternoon of her birthday, Patel brought trays full of spinach fruit salad, garlic bread, and pasta primavera to a Temple Terrace firehouse. She said she picked firefighters because of the service they provide to the community.
They don't know if they're going to come out of a fire alive or in good health or anything like that. To pick that as your career, I think, is just really selfless and putting all things aside. I mean, what better people to do this for?
Assistant Fire Chief Ian Kemp said he and the 17 other firemen being fed were both surprised and extremely grateful that Patel thought of them.
Us and the police officers throughout this county do our job every day for you, and we don't look for recognition. It's something that we do every day, and to be recognized by someone of her age for a random act, it's incredible, it's inspiring, and it gives you chills down your back. It really does.
Kemp thinks the goodwill might sink in and his colleagues could pay that kindness forward.
I think anytime someone does something nice for you, I think that can reverberate and turn it around, and maybe all of my guys over the next couple of weeks will do a few nice things, random kindness, for other people within their community and their family members and certainly the people we respond to.
As for what Patel was getting out of these good deeds, she pauses before saying,
a smile? People feel good. It's just a really blessing feeling to know that a small gesture, even just a smiley face note or leaving some change on a coin machine, can really make somebody's day. You don't know what people have been through. You don't know what their day is like that day. And honestly, the smallest thing can make a world of a difference.
Send flowers to her parents. Leave a thank you note for a waiter. Share her birthday cake with her neighbors.
As for how the meal went over.
Very good. Very
awesome.
Good.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Good. I'm glad because that's the first time I cooked that pasta, so I'm not going to lie.
After lunch, Patel had one request for the firefighters.
Can I get a picture with you guys?
Once the photo was taken, the firefighters had a surprise for her.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Venetia. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And with that, Patel was on to complete her next tasks. By the following day, she had finished all 22.
Leave change in a residence hall laundry room. Donate to the Philippine Typhoon Relief Fund. Give roses to a random person in memory of her grandpa and aunt.
If you'd like to see the list of all 22 random acts Venetia Patel performed for her birthday, as well as pictures of her hard at work, check out the University Beat link at WUSF.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.